is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And this is my favorite In Focus so far. As Mayor Linda Morse is very excited to hear that. This is by far my favorite In Focus I've ever done right here this morning.
Right here this morning.
In the K-Man studios. Linda Morse, Mayor of Manhattan, is here. Also, City Manager Ron Fear will have for the whole hour. Good morning.
Good morning, Brady. Hi.
Well, first question. I got two first questions, if that makes any sense. Yesterday on In Focus, I said I was going to have a question for you guys I was going to lead off with, and that was, what is the city going to do? What is our elected officials going to do to make the weekends longer and more leisurely? You're already against the eight ball because we got to go an hour forward this weekend. So I'll let you answer, Mayor.
I just think that our collective community, the chamber, the downtown Manhattan Association, the Aggieville Business Association, West Loop, all of these organizations are planning so many things on a weekend that we have to stretch it.
There we go. Yeah, I like that answer.
Even we can't be everywhere.
That's right.
It's hard. Yeah.
That's a very good answer.
I've been trying.
Well, that's key.
So the other thing, everybody could just put their technology down for a while, and it'll just seem like it's longer.
Okay. All right. We're finding some answers. We're making some progress. Second question. So we got the weekends figured out. Weather. How are we going to stop the snow? How are we going to get it sunny again? What is the commission going to do?
Wait.
Okay. All right. Well, that is an action.
I think we should just stay inside, and it will pass. But I hadn't heard the part about all morning. I just heard Dave say that it would be expected snow or rain all morning. Well,
hopefully rain. We need some rain.
And that forecast, that was an update that just came in just minutes ago. So we didn't have that in our forecast at all until just in the last few minutes.
Now, did we have a phone call already?
We did have a phone call already. Yeah, okay. You didn't even have to say anything to get people to call in. So, all right.
All right, caller. Phones. Go ahead.
I wanted to thank you for that crossing cones there in front of a Catholic school. That's very innovative. I didn't believe in it at first, but I've been watching, and people actually slow down for those set of cones at the crossing. We need them, you know, over there at the rest of the schools also. People are blazing through those school zones, blazing through those stop signs where the kids cross. Thank you so much for thinking about that. Now, yesterday, we can tell you we had the county fire people on talking about if we'd have had a raging grass fire get out of control that, you know, you don't have in the city to even loan out the type of fire trucks that are needed to battle a fire either headed this way or doing extensive damage throughout the county. And after seeing what came out of Texas and Oklahoma through southwest Kansas, you know, there's something you need to think about on occasion. Well, thank you for widening our horizon.
Appreciate that phone call. And, you know, the bulb outs with the painted lines on the pavement as well as the traffic cones are something that is relatively new, but one of the things that we've tried to do is to lay some things out at least temporarily to see if they worked. You know, you may recall when we were debating whether to go from four lanes to two lanes downtown and what that might look like with the bulb outs. We did some of that with the traffic cones. But yes, I think that experiment is working well, and we'll see if we can get a grant to kind of make that permanent in that we would actually construct curbed bulb out so that that narrows that roadway and gives those pedestrians a more of a protection corner to be able to cross there. And we are looking at other areas. We have a school pedestrian safety committee that's looking at various improvements in the community. And so I think we certainly could utilize that at other places. On the fire side comment, we do have a few grass truck vehicles that can respond and have responded in areas in our perimeter. Obviously, we've got Prairie Park and Warner Park, although Marlatt Park isn't in the city limits north of town. It is on the borders, the edge of the city, and we respond there. We have a very good working relationship with both Riley County Rural Fire and Pottawatomie County Rural Fire. So we help each other out when it comes to trading equipment. And certainly it's something that I visited with our fire chief about quite a bit the last few days as we get these warnings. And certainly we saw the devastation that occurred last year down in Hutch and Ashland and those areas with those major fires. So if you get something that's wind-driven like that, it's going to be difficult to stop. So appreciate the phone call this morning.
Mary, any thoughts?
I think it's great to try a traffic solution with cones before we have to put some permanent infrastructure in, just to see how it will perform. And I think all of us have appreciated the feeling that we need to slow down at that intersection more with that cautionary measure. So it's a good thing. With regard to fire, I don't think we think enough about it in the in the city. But we have some very some large grassy areas. We have some large cedar areas, and I tend to worry more about the cedar areas and the issue of them catching on fire, because they will spread so fast, and even grass will too, don't get me wrong. But we do have a lot of cedars in this area. They've been allowed to, and it's not any one person's fault. It's just a collective neglect of a certain area, because the cedars are becoming so dense and tall. So every spring I probably pull up 20. I have a small yard, but after a rain, they just pluck right out of the ground, and it's a good thing. Just stop them there, and that's only property in Manhattan that I have. I can control.
They grow like crazy. I remember when I worked on the farm in high school. This time, especially in the winter time, that was a lot of what we would do. But day to day, just go around the various pastures and cut down a bunch of those little cedar trees, because they will spread like crazy. And like mm-hmm. we've said, a fire hazard. They can be a fire hazard. And of course, caller referencing yesterday's In Focus, where we had Riley County Assistant Fire Chief Doug Schmidt on. If you missed that, you can go online and listen to that on demand on our website. And got a city commission meeting tonight, and a lot of items. And let's go ahead and go to a break before we dive into those. It'll be a busy one tonight, I think, fair to say. More In Focus coming up after this.